A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert. It's a kind of magic.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. I'm Tim Calvert. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and the content on offer. This time round, I shine a spotlight on the new production of We Will Rock You that takes the London Coliseum and the West End by storm this summer. It has an audio describe performance and vocalise on Thursday the 6th of July 2023 at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand. We Will Rock You runs for 2 hours and 40 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. The promotional material for the show states, 21 years since it all began, the world's favourite rock theatrical returns home. The worldwide smash hit We Will Rock You from Queen and Ben Elton returns to London this summer for an unmissable 12-week season. Seen by 20 million people across 28 countries, this musical spectacular plays to its biggest audience yet. Taking to the same iconic stage at the London Coliseum that saw Freddie Mercury's 1979 Royal Ballet performance, this event will go down in musical theatre history. Starring writer and director Ben Elton as the rebel leader, for the first time alongside West End legends Brenda Edwards from Chicago, sister act and Hairspray as Killer Queen, and Lee Mead, Wicked, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat as Khashoggi. It features 24 of Queen's best loved hits, including We're the Champions, Bohemian Rhapsody, Don't Stop Me Now, Radio Gaga, and We Will Rock You. It's guaranteed to blow your mind. Promotional material ends. We Will Rock You first opened in the West End at the Dominion Theatre in 2002 and ran for 12 years, embarking on a UK tour in 2019 and returns now to London for a short stay this summer. There have been some criticisms of the weak plot in the show, but to be honest, I feel this was never what brought people out in the first place. It was the songs and strong performances, and this show has that in abundance. It's true it contains some hokey-pokey sci-fi dystopian concepts of the future and a few political jokes here and there, but at its heart, it's a wonderful tribute to the songbook and legend of the rock group Queen. And Ben Elton, Brenda Edwards and Lee Mead give it some much-needed charisma and gravitas. And despite any negative comments, you can't deny that it's a fabulous celebration of all their hit songs, recreating a concert-style effect. I was one of the lucky ones to be in attendance on opening gala night, where I got to witness the magic of Brian May rising up through a trapdoor in the stage to deliver a breathtaking guitar solo, which was a joy to behold, and I only wish that they could recreate that moment for the whole of the run, but then if they did that, it wouldn't be so special, would it? The whole of the cast is strong with really great vocals, and the two lead characters of Ian McIntosh as Galileo and Alaina Sky as Scaramouche have sizzling chemistry and deliver great humour, and they both carry on their roles after playing the characters as part of the UK tour. We Will Rock You at the London Coliseum is a very visual experience, and for someone who's seen it in all its previous incarnations, it's presented here on a much bigger, grander scale, as the very large stage is covered with screens at the back that portray colourful video projections, and it has very clever swing sets that are brought on to create different scenes and locations, like a scrap heap, futuristic world, and a throne room for Killer Queen. There's a very big ensemble with lots of dazzling, impressive costumes, with so much detail and constant character interaction that it may be confusing for those visually impaired, without an audio description to illustrate all of those physical elements that are brought to life on stage to glorious effect. So it's wonderful that there is one. On offer on Thursday the 6th of July 2023 at 2:30 p.m. to help provide clarity and understanding. Please check with the box office to see if there's a touch tour beforehand. The Coliseum is committed to a first-rate access provision, They have step-free access to the stalls, including a disabled toilet. Guide dogs can accompany you in the auditorium or can be looked after by the team. And the front of house staff go out of their way to help in any way they can. So if there's ever anything you need, always ask. For more information and to book tickets, you can call 020 7845 9300 or you can email access@eno.org. For access information, you can visit londoncoliseum.org/plan-your-visit and click on access. To find out what else is showing around London and the UK, visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.